Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to day 24 of In His Steps. Today's title is The Heart of Worship. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Our text today is Matthew 15, verses 15 through 20. But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." Out of the heart comes worship or wickedness, and sometimes both in close proximity to one another. This is precisely why we have to guard our hearts so that we can live a life that is holy and pleasing to the Lord. As Jesus continues to teach his disciples, Peter has a request. While Peter gets a bad rap for speaking before he thinks, his statement leads us to a deeper understanding of the truths our Lord speaks. Stuart Weber's exposition of Matthew 10, 15 through 20 is helpful. Peter, acting as the spokesman for the disciples, asked Jesus to explain the parable. The disciples needed the explanations, but their ears to hear allowed them to accept the truth of the parable. Jesus expressed disappointment in the disciples' lack of understanding. The word still compares Peter's lack of understanding with that of the Pharisees. If the disciples had understood the superiority of cleansing of the heart over the ritual outward cleansing, they would have understood the parable. It was their inability to understand this principle that prompted Jesus' disappointment more than their inability to understand the parable. Their perspective, like that of many Christians today, more politically correct than biblical, was shaped and influenced more by their culture and peers than by their Lord and His Word. Though loyal and open to learning, the disciples were often as far off the mark as the Pharisees. Jesus began explaining the parable by showing that the things that go into a person's body from outside are harmless to his standing before God. We must carefully distinguish between washing for practical health purposes and the ceremonial washing at issue here. If a person eats food with hands that are not ceremonially washed, the food is, in reality, no more or less clean spiritually than if that person had ceremonially washed. The body treats it the same either way. A person's decision one way or the other on ceremonial washing has no bearing on his or her standing before God. Even if the food or person's hands are physically contaminated and he becomes ill from the contamination, it does not indicate he is unacceptable before God. Jesus then revealed that it is not the mouth that is the source of defilement, but the heart. The heart represents the invisible inner person. The inner person includes the mind and will, those components that determine moral character. The heart, not any external influence, is the source of all evil character, not the physical or spiritual dirt on a person's hands. The renewing of your mind, as seen in Romans 12:2, is critical for every believer. Jesus listed seven defiling sins that begin in a person's heart. Although the debate began with eating and washing, Jesus now broadened the discussion to encompass the whole person expression of evil in one's heart. The mouth is one of the most prominent tools for both good and evil, as seen in James 3, 1 through 12. Jesus' list of sins was not meant to be comprehensive, but he gave a series of examples. Jesus mentioned adultery, a sexual sin that defiles a marriage vow. Sexual immorality is a broader category that includes all kinds of sexual sin. Slander includes all abusive speech, whether against God or other people. Scripture keeps coming back to the heart of worship. Since true worship comes from the heart, our hearts must be full of Jesus and focused on the Lord. Here are some questions to consider today. What comes out of your heart? In a world that is fixated on external modification, why is the only way for healing through internal transformation? Since all sins originate in the mind and work their way into your heart, how is daily renewal of our mind the key to maintaining a pure heart? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.